Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I'm glad you joined me today as we continue on in a message which I've entitled The Secret of Victory. And I'll give you what the secret is. It's making the Word of God a part of our daily lives. In other words, to do the very thing that God commanded Joshua when he was taking the place of Moses. They were ready to go into the promised land. And he said, the book of the law, this law shall not depart out of your mouth. He encouraged him to meditate day and night, for then he would be prosperous and have good success. So he was encouraged to have, to hold, to keep the book of the law. These were his regulations, his instruction manual, if you would. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, in the sixth chapter, we're going to be looking at the sixth and seventh chapter of Joshua. The first city they took was Jericho. Verse 17, chapter 6, the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And he's counseling the children of Israel, in any wise, keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver, gold, vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. And if you are familiar with this story, basically in chapter 7, we see that one individual by the name of Achan took a goodly Babylonish garment. He took some of the treasures that belonged to the Lord, hid them for himself. And when Israel went out to fight the next small city, Ai, with only a small group of men because they didn't feel it was requiring much effort, they were beaten and defeated before their enemies. So Jericho, again, remember, it was to be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. And that word accursed in its Hebrew meaning is devoted, consecrated to God. The way men would devote a thing to God would be to offer it upon the altar of sacrifice. And when we realize that this was the first city God had given them, we can see that God was requiring that they should devote the very first city to himself, and the rest would be the portion of the people. And, you know, from my early days in ministry, but Achan stole what was God's. When people are moved on by the Holy Spirit to give to any ministry, that is sacred money. It is money that belongs, is being offered to God. And by goodness sakes, the who's in charge of the ministry better make sure that money is never used in a way that would be displeasing to God, because it is sacred money. And so, I mean, I used to say, boy, if we're going to steal, that's not a good thing. But don't steal from God. That is not good. And that's exactly what this man Achan did. And so this consecration to God, if you will, this devotion of the entire city, it is another example of God asking for the first fruits, for the tithe, as he spoke to Israel, of what they possess, the firstborn of man or beast, the first fruit of the harvest, the first of our money and possessions, actually the first of our time and efforts. And so we need to ask our Lord, are we giving you our best? Ai, and that's what happened when they went up against this relatively small city, they were defeated. It was a place of defeat, but also a place of many spiritual truths. Why were the people defeated? Because of secret sin, the stolen and hidden garment, the gold and the silver. But it was even more than this. Think about this. The sin was not in Joshua, the captain. It was not committed by one of the officers, but by one ordinary common soldier. Yet it brought defeat to the whole army of Israel. And so we might want to just consider and think about that, that indeed our actions affect the entire body. We know that as we read the New Testament, we're all members one of another. What we do or don't do can affect those around us. It can affect the church we're going to. You know, so often members of a church say, well, you know, there's just a lack of victory here. There's not much accomplishment. Souls aren't being saved. And it's easy to look to the leaders and wonder whether there is fault with the ministry or the elders, where the cause may be. And it could be right out in the seat of the congregation. God has a way of searching out secret sins. And what's another lesson we can learn? Well, selfishness. God had said, and the city shall be devoted, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Shall a man rob God? That's what Malachi asks. God has required certain things of us. He asks for worship. He asks for obedience. He asks for a surrendered life. He asks that as far as finances, while tithing is not spelled out in the New Testament, although Jesus spoke, you know, when he was speaking to the Pharisees, you tithe of mint and cumin, but you should not only do that, but do that which is a pleasing to God, a right heart, a contrite spirit, the things that God counts as valuable. When sin was removed, the blessings of the Lord return. In Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verses 12 through 16. Let's just take a moment to go there, because there are important lessons that we need to learn from the Word of God. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Praise God. So how can we begin to summarize the lessons that we have learned from the people of Israel when there was this individual Achan, and he, you know, God through Lot determined who was at guilt, who was at fault, and he and all that pertained to him was stoned. And that was a severe penalty. But not only had Joshua spoken very clearly to them in terms of don't covet anything, don't look to take anything that is of value, because everything belongs to the Lord. He already warned them in advance. And so it was not only greed and selfishness, but it was absolute rebellion and disobedience to the Word of God. And we will all be held accountable. Thank God for, you know, if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a beautiful promise that is, because we can fall many times every day. Yet, thank God for His grace, which covers us. And He is faithful. He understands. That's why I shared those verses in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, because He's compassionate. He can relate to the things that we go through. So what can we summarize this brief message, if we will? There's always a reason why prayer is not answered. As I said, sometimes it's an immediate yes. Sometimes God may say no. We don't want to hear that. And especially when we feel it's a godly purpose or for the benefit of others, we could be praying for someone, and instead of things improving, they get worse. Well, You see, God alone knows the heart. We're so limited in our understanding and our ability to judge. And He will do things that will bring that person to a place in their lives through situations they go through, through experiences, yes, and through trials and battles. He knows how to turn the heat on. Brother Glass used to say, he'd pray, God, get them, turn them every way but loose. And so we have to understand that when we pray, we can have that confidence that as we pray according to His will, we know He hears us, and then the answer is forthcoming depending on how willing we are. Sometimes there's a time element. So we need to trust Him even without understanding, as Job did. We need to sacrifice our will, surrender to God's will, as Jesus did, as Abraham did in his willingness to sacrifice Isaac. And by an act of resolve to make God's word a part of our daily life. Hear these words from Psalm 17, verses 3 and 4. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. So over and over again, we see that message through God's word, that if we are willing to be obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. God has much for us. And as we bring this broadcast to a close, Father, you see those who perhaps if there's some area in their lives, there's sin or there's disobedience. Father, we just repent of that. We repent of rebellion. We repent, Lord, of letting the idol of self rule our lives. And Father, we ask for forgiveness. And we ask, Lord, from this moment on, they can go forward with a joyful heart, a knowing that you are their God, our God, and you will perfect all that concerns them. You will make a way, Lord, in the wilderness, even as you did for 40 years for the children of Israel. And not only that, Lord, that we will be able to possess our own inheritance, the land you have given us. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, the announcer will give our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. I pray for you every day, my partners, as well as my radio family, even if you've never written. I thank you for joining me, and until next time, tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.